Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Home of the Berkey Guy.
Ben Carson wants to tear down the Republican establishment. Mike Huckabee wants to lift up the middle class. The latest who jumped into the elephant chase for the White House in 2016. We could end up with 20 different Republican candidates. Who knows? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But this is part of the buzz in the backyard. We're having that conversation. That's not the only thing we're talking about. One of the things Huckabee hit on, which is something that makes all of us sit up and pause, is what we saw happen in Texas. The fact that you had two guys pull up, they start to open fire, they're in full body armor, there's people inside of a community building. Now, granted, they were doing this draw Muhammad cartoon thing, but nevertheless, they came all the way from Arizona targeting what was happening there, willing to saddle up with ISIS and do their dirty work in the name of ISIS / Allah. I mean, you could question the organizer, and ISIS, by the way, vowing to kill the draw Muhammad organizer, Pamela Geller. So she put the heat on herself big time. If she's been paying attention to others who have done something similar, she knows they're hiding out. So she should take it seriously. Remember the woman who worked at the paper in Seattle who disappeared into witness protection. So she was one of the organizers of the Draw Muhammad event in Garland, Texas. And the message on the website says she'll be killed by the Islamic State. The attack by the Islamic State in America, they say, is only the beginning of their efforts to establish Awilia in the heart of our enemy. The aim was Pamela Geller and to show her we don't care what land she hides in or what sky shields her. We will send our lions to achieve her slaughter. And the two gunmen, Elton Simpson and Nadir Sophie, were shot to death by the cops, a traffic cop, in fact, outside of that event when they jumped from that car with the assault rifles opening fire right away. So how about that? ISIS, by the way, has claimed they have 71 trained soldiers in 15 states inside the United States. And they say out of the 71 trained soldiers, 23 have signed up for missions like Sundays. They name Virginia, Maryland, Illinois, California, and Michigan among the states with fighters. Wow. And Geller, by the way, was on Fox News and said, look, I know I'm a target of ISIS, of Islamic extremists, but I'm willing to die to fight for speech. Interesting. You know, she got the 15 minutes of fame, and I think these people will stop at nothing to get her. I mean, this is America, you know. And what's happening? Are we being taken over? When you hear things like this, does this make you think, well, one, ISIS is for real, but does this make you think, wow, 15 states being able to mobilize, this is frightening, and this is not the America I grew up in? I think it does. I think it makes you think twice about the bounce, and we are definitely bouncing in a scary, scary moment in time. Speaking of bouncing, the Baltimore police commissioner said we're part of the problem. And when he says we're part of the problem, we're talking about the fact that the Attorney General, for example, Loretta Lynch, met with the Gray family in Baltimore because of some of the things that have come out and the fact that six cops were arrested. It was mostly a closed-door kind of thing, so there wasn't a lot coming out of it to say, here's what we talked about or whatever. But she met privately at the University of Baltimore with Freddie Gray's family just days after the state's attorney charged six cops, as I said, that were involved in Gray's arrest. His injury in police custody and death a week later sparked all those protests that led the Maryland governor to bring in the National Guard, having no choice. So, and I don't think there was much of a choice there. Whether it was bungled or not in the beginning, once it spirals out of control, what do? You got to pull back the dam somehow. And to kind of, I think, soften the blow, Loretta Lynch was going to go to police headquarters and thank all of the law enforcement that she possibly could for their service, for the long hours, for protecting the demonstrators, the peaceful demonstrators, and yada yada. And just said, look, we're here to hold your hands, provide support, all that kind of stuff with the community leaders, the members of Congress, and that's what we're doing. So there was no flashpoint, is what Lynch is saying. There was no flashpoint in Baltimore. We lost a young man's life, and it begins to represent so many things. So she's smart. She's playing it very close to the vest, as she should in this case, given the history of Baltimore and everything that's happened in the last, you know, in the last 2 weeks. There were days of that cycling around. Hillary Clinton, as I bounce back to politics, Hillary Clinton says the nation needs to fix its broken immigration system and that any legislation, these are her words, need to include a path to full and equal citizenship. I think she's pretty much saying that big shot right there to say, if you are in this country illegally, you need to vote for me because I've got your back. And she said, this is where I differ with everyone on the Republican side. Make no mistake, today, not a single Republican candidate announced or potential is clearly and consistently supporting a path to citizenship. Not one. When they talk about legal status, that is code for second-class status. So she's doing the smart thing and taking a different road. And she just was in Nevada, and there they certainly deal with that. So, how interesting if you think about it. Hispanic Americans who backed Barack Obama by really big margins helped in his re-election campaign. It's probably going to help her big time. I can't imagine it's going to hurt. It's probably going to help in a very, very big way. And the executive actions are part of that immigration debate. Because remember, the orders by the Prez included expansion of the program protecting young immigrants from deportation if they were brought to the United States illegally as kids. Another extended deportation to parents of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have been in the country for several years, and we know what's happened since then. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next. So kick your feet up, relax, and I'll meet you as you jump over the fence. With your feet up. Get someone to push you over. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah, and easy, love and free. You can take a woman's life, asking nothing, leave me be. Take your love and carry on my spine. Don't need reason, don't need rhyme. Ain't nothing I'll ever do. Going down for the time.
Boy, a lot of people are feeling that, aren't they? It's like an anthem, unfortunately, because of the crime, the nonsense, and ultimately the politics that tilt in the same direction. And you think, you know, every magazine you pick up, I don't care if it's Time Magazine, Glamour Magazine, Vanity Fair, you know, foofy stuff, Professional Driver, you hear about innovation, emerging technology, incredible results. I mean, I could go on and on with the adjectives, but we never attach those adjectives to our politicians. And to be sure, over the years, people complain about all politicians, but it seems at a particularly rough time in our history. And I don't think we're going to get the right people to run as long as there's legacies and a lock, really, on the presidency. And that is the hardest part of this. It's the hardest part of the flip, without a doubt. In the meantime, as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, the big announcement, Huckabee's in. Can he shake up what's happening with the Republicans already? When do the first debates begin? People were glued the last time around. Maybe they'll be glued this time around, too. Hey, if you want to flip in your two cents, you know you're never locked out here 24/7. at americatonight.net, or give us a jingle at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. So a few changes in Washington. And when I say a few changes, one of them is the new Joint Chiefs, who really had a clear way to that position. I never even heard of him. Dunford to lead the joints, and that's pretty huge. And relief efforts, all that kind of stuff, is also a big slice of what that role would be about. So the president nominated Marine Commandant General Joseph Dunford Jr. as the next chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which is huge. And Obama said, "I know Joe, I trust him. He's a proven leader who provides unvarnished military service." The key word there is unvarnished. So that move cuts short Dunford's service as the commandant of the Marine Corps. He began that last October. But the promotion is one of several that have marked his fast-track military career, which had him actually leaping from a one-star brigadier general to four stars in about 3 years, which, wow, that's unheard of. But this is vital that we get this guy in with the military in a coalition hitting Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria, monitoring unrest in Yemen, winding down what's happening, the U.S. presence in Afghanistan. So there's more to it. And now in that position, certainly he would wield a lot of opinion. He'd be part of the war room, and I could go on and on. What's interesting about his background is he has a master's degree in government from Georgetown University and international relations from Tufts University, the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy. But he's native to New York, and he's a graduate of the U.S. Army Ranger School, Marine Amphibious War School, and the U.S. Army War College. So how about that, either in or out? And I would say probably very, very in. Very in. And I don't think that they'll have a lot of problems. Maybe a couple of things happen, but that's usually how it goes in that kind of a position. I think the bigger news that trumped all of that on the day was Mike Huckabee just officially announcing that he was in, wanted a piece of the action in the race to get the White House bid for the Republicans. So he announced at the right time that he's running for president, and everything that he talked about was economic or security-centered, which completely fits if you think of the economy for Huckabee. He's going to be that guy that definitely rallies the evangelical vote, but I think he can reach out even more than that and probably, you know, and probably will. Most likely will. Interesting. Boy, it's interesting to see where somebody takes their criticism and goes into a different playground and maybe comes out a little bit different, too. And part of the whole political thing is the spinmeisters. Probably, in a way, probably more than you would know. What's authentic? What's a written speech? What are the key points to remember to get by? And I think that's the main thing. You know, it's interesting. I said the Baltimore police commissioner mentioned in an interview we're part of the blame. They misidentified two cops in the arrest documents. Gray had an illegal knife under city law. The president says facing Monday, the minority men, is a huge problem. And then Gray's family in the business. So there had to be something else at work there. unless she just simply was out, bundled up out in the snow and felt like she was going to keep going. But that seems odd. When you look at the pictures, that doesn't really match up. It doesn't. And so Hillary saying full and equal citizenship for illegals. Does that hit you on the head? Do you think people who are in the country illegally should have full and equal citizenship? Should illegals get that as part of the perk, I suppose, for signing up? Or is that just ridiculous? And while we're on Hillary saying go after Syria, go after Turkey, go after whoever, Dick Morris had to back down off of some of his comments, and he's, of course, the former Arkansas governor and a Fox News host. And he says Mike Huckabee can beat Hillary, that can happen. Boy, I don't know about that. So while a lot of people observing what's going on so early in the game, Fox News host Mike Huckabee is a long shot to even win the Republican nomination for president with his old campaign advisor, Dick Morris, since he can actually go all the way to the White House if he plays, they say, his angles correctly. And Morris is a former operative for the Clintons and says Huckabee has the ability to go up against a powerful attorney and is unfazed by it all. Unfazed by it all. Ever go to, and I don't know why I'm thinking of this because we're kind of zigging in a couple of different directions. You know, when we talk about food and comfort food, how many of you like Southern Fried Chicken? Oh, I think it's the best. It's the best. If it's done correctly, but that is the key. How are they doing it? How are they doing it? And I think because you have so many that have already declared, there's going to be more that come out in the next week or so. All right, so here's the phone lines. Blow them up. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We start off with Huckabee, and we weaved in a couple of different directions. But certainly Huckabee got a lot of the buzz today, despite what happened in New York. And part of that is because he was perfect. He fell into line there, in other words. So, fell into a different kind of line. Big story, Huckabee throwing in, and the GOP field very crowded. Back in a flash.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
People, because we're getting closer to the Memorial Day holiday, and that officially means, yeah, whether it's a staycation, a go-awaycation, wherever it is vacation time traditionally for lots of people. And some people seek beaches, some adventure, some a cheap way to chillax and rest their mind. But top three vacations you ever have taken, or your best vacation you've ever taken. I'm curious as to what it is. And the winner of the best vacation, and you can send, in the next couple of weeks, you can send these to me at americatonight.net, or you can give me a jingle at 855-266-5283. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. So, young Patrick, I imagine you've taken a few vacations with buddies, your family, friends, whoever. And I'm wondering, what's the best vacation you've ever taken?
The best vacation I've ever been on or taken. It would be, I went to New Zealand, actually, with my parents. They took me, they were nice enough to include me on their New Zealand trip. It was on their bucket list and also mine as well. That was back in 2010, I think. And we stayed there for about two and a half weeks. I went to both islands, and yeah, I don't think any other place could probably top that.
You know, it's so funny you say New Zealand, because I know somebody that went there like you did for about a month, and they had been to Australia before. They were lucky. They work and save, and then they were able to go and take these cool vacations. And they said the same thing to me. They say, actually, they were diving, and they said the best fish and what they saw, without a question, was New Zealand over Australia, that it was just better, and it was just an amazing place. What is it about New Zealand?
I think probably the best part about it, the thing that makes it so unique and so desired to go there, is probably because when I was there, I probably saw maybe one tourist. And everything was just untouched and raw and natural. Pretty much everywhere you go, there's a landscape of white-capped mountains in the background. The air just smells nice. It just feels like, you know, you're in a whole different world almost.
Wow, really? So that says something. That's what it is. It's the beauty. It's the nature. That's what the deal is with New Zealand.
Exactly.
I think that's it. I think that makes sense, because that's just like the people I talked to, what they said. And that's probably why it's on the bucket list of a lot of people, or the reputation of New Zealand has become such that people really, really want to go there. Wow. Sounds like a lot of fun. 2.5 weeks. Ugh.
Very expensive, though.
Yeah, it's not cheap, right? And did you stay in hotels the whole time?
Hotels, motels, bed and breakfast,
the whole
shebang.
Wow, but that's good. That was on their list. They did it, so good for them. You know, they just went and did it. Sometimes you just have to jump in, because if you wait until it's the perfect time, you'll never go anywhere. I would have to say, for me, for people listening, and you know this because we've even done some shows from this location, it's just Hawaii. Hawaii is, I mean, it's unbelievable. The way it's described, it really doesn't do it justice sometimes. I think once you go there, and especially to me, it's Maui, you go there and, I don't know, you can have just horrible things happening in your life. But I think once you, go there, you just have such a, I don't know, it's just a sense of release or something. Because you're not filled with whatever anxiety it is or issue or whatever you're dealing with. I just don't know how you could be in that island and not forget whatever's happening to you. So there's just something about Maui, and maybe that's it. Maybe we're one thing that Patrick and I have tripped on. Maybe there's something about nature pulling in that relaxation where you're just too busy or you're not thinking about it during your everyday life. Now, you could go to like the Rocky Mountains, you could go to, there's a place called Ouray, Colorado, which I think is unbelievable in the United States. It's like, they call it Little Switzerland, and going there, you feel like you're in a different world, too. So maybe Ouray Ouray would be on my list and would be a place where you could easily go. The narrow gauge railroad is there. You go through Durango, and it's past there, and it's fun to take that train. You could get off there, and then you could go to Ouray, and it's nice too. The weather is nice. It doesn't get steamy hot. So in the United States, I would put Ouray on the list. And then I'd put some of the spots in Florida, like St. Petersburg, Clearwater, great beaches, really relaxing. The water's awesome when you go in the water. Except for it can be really hot. When you go to Florida, you feel like you're melting like the witch in The Wizard of Oz. probably the hottest I've ever been, and I've lived in a lot of hot locations. I've been fortunate enough to live all over the country in every really sector, not every state, but every sector, meaning Southwest, Southeast. And it's really, you know, people always complain about the heat. They complain about the cold. But there are certain areas where it's just the perfect temperature, like San Diego's that perfect temperature. But Florida, the hottest I've ever been is in Florida, with a oppressive, in some ways, oppressive humidity. It's so, there's so many great beaches there. Sarasota is an excellent place. We have an affiliate there, but it is an excellent place to go and spend time. Naples, Fort Myers, all those beaches, all those areas are beautiful. And in California, they talk about the beaches in California, and then people go to California thinking, oh, California girls, this is going to be great. Go to the beach, and we're going to experience what everybody in California experiences. And then they don't realize, oh, that's right, it's the Pacific Ocean, and it's freezing cold. So unless we get a really crazy, crazy warm day, it's not really conducive to body surfing, hanging on the beach in the water anyway, because the water is too cold. So you have to wear a wetsuit. I think that's a real eye-opener for people. It was an eye-opener for me. I don't know why. But I lived in California, and when I first got there, I had no idea. I was in Southern California, and the water was freezing. I was like, you people are crazy to go swim in this water. Oh, it was awful. And even moving up the coast, every place I went, the water was too cold. And Californians just look at you. They know, oh, they can't be from this area. If you get in the water without a wetsuit, or unless it's a really uncharacteristically warm water day, which they have some of them, but it's not the norm. I'll tell you, in California, they have to be hoping for, who cares if it's sunshiny, that whole idea of it never rains in Southern California, will take the rain. Because the water cutbacks are making it pretty ugly out there in California. The threat of the $10,000 fine, though, hanging over your head, is pretty much some big incentive. How much money am I going to be fined? Yeah, $10,000 is crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. All right, so Mother's Day is coming up, and I just want to make sure of a couple of things. One, you remember your mother if your mother is still with us. And this is interesting. I happened to read this thing about the Clinton campaign. What do you make of this? The Clinton campaign is offering a Mother's Day phone call from Hillary. Yep, they found a way to monetize Mama's Day. They invite supporters to enter a contest where she'll ring up Mom just in case you forget, or send flowers. The Clinton camp tweeted out the contest Sunday, just when people were scrambling for last-minute gifts and reservations and all that stuff. So you enter for free, but if you sign up, you get direct to a page where you can get the chance to increase your odds by giving cash to Clinton's presidential campaign. And, of course, contributions are listed at the highest level that you can possibly do, is $2,700 from or $5, the lowest end. The winner gets to have Hillary Clinton call their mother. How wild is that? And, of course, the contest page has a picture of Hillary Clinton on a cell phone, which is much different than Hillary Clinton on her BlackBerry with her big dark glasses and pounding out some sort of message. Is it clever or is it crass? I don't know. I guess if your mother was a huge Hillary Clinton fan, like her mind would be blown. But I wonder how many people listening to America Tonight could say that. All right, it's all about you, and you'll find out next.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing water. You drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
On America Tonight, of course, is to check the mail, and we're always overwhelmed by the amount of mail we get. I said this before, if this was the U.S. mail, you put a stamp on it and you send it to me, I wouldn't be able to open the door. So bravo to all of you, and the comments and the way you think, love it. And remember, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, whatever it is, send it to me, whether you completely disagree with me or whatever it is. AmericaTonight.net. On that note, let's check the mail.
The mail is here!
This one from Guy, listening to us in Illinois, and Guy says, hey, Kate Delaney, and welcome to new Patrick. I'm not sure what his last name is, but I love it when you call him young Patrick, so I'm just picturing a small boy doing the show with you. Anyway, I got to say, rock on America Tonight. I love it when you do your cheap movie reviews because it really makes me realize, and you pretty much say it, allude to it, and often tell us, wait till it comes out and streams because it's not worth paying the $8, $9, $10, whatever it is, dollars. I did go and see The Avengers, and I wanted to tell you because I wanted a copy of your book, Level the Playing Field, that I thought it was awesome. But you said it. Anything that Marvel pumps out, if you like that kind of stuff, you're going to like The Avengers. All the characters are as cool as ever. The storyline's pretty good. I would say go and see it on the big screen. Yep. You know what? I'm going to go see it on the big screen. So there you go. That's where, I said that there's certain movies that you have to see bigger. And I like The Avengers. I like that whole thing. So I'm with you. Thanks for the email and the reference to Patrick, too. How about that? How about this one from Bill in Florida? Sarasota loves you, Kate Delaney. When are you coming down? I heard you say something about going to Florida. hopefully I will go to Florida and I will see you in Sarasota. I was wondering if you are a fan of House of Cards. I thought I heard you mention House of Cards and Kevin Spacey before when you were talking to Bob Ney, the disgraced congressman from Ohio. I think he was a fan of House of Cards, too. Yes, I do watch House of Cards. Somebody, you know, I don't watch a lot of Tube, but somebody told me about House of Cards and it's the whole political thing. It's well done. I mean, it's way over the top. You know, Kevin Spacey's the president, and he's pushing someone in front of a train right before he becomes president, basically, and a whole bunch of other nefarious things he does. But there are some things that are similar to Washington, or so I've been told. But I like it. It's good. Yeah, it's good drama. It works. It works for me. So then we move on to Matt, who says, Kate, boy, this whole problem with illegal immigration, it's ridiculous. I just saw today where John McCain, a senator from Arizona, ruled out some of the immigration I's and T's they were putting in there in the defense bill. He certainly knows, as he's there in Arizona, and they get hit the worst sometimes by what's happened with the illegals crossing over. And you say it all the time. You call it the Spartan areas, and those trees you mentioned give me the shivers. So, you know, I mean, come on. We got to deal with this thing head on and stop pushing it around. You know, it's ridiculous. It is like pass the hot potato to the next guy. Yeah, and what you're talking about with John McCain, thanks for that reference, because he's the Senate Armed Services Committee chair, right? He pretty much shot down a proposal that would move toward allowing basically some illegals to serve in the military. And, of course, he's up for re-election. He said there's no way he's going to accept any kind of provision like the ones that are being pushed in the House related to the president's deferred deportation program. He said we're not doing anything on immigration on the NDAA. He said there's just no way. And, you know, here's the thing. I mean, who knows if he gets reelected or not. But the bottom line is, and he's pretty vulnerable to this because he's getting a challenge even from the right side. I mean, he's seen this. You know, this is this whole thing talking about amnesty. And he's come down pretty hard on immigration. You know, he some of the right's disdain for McCain, though, goes back to an immigration reform bill that passed in 2013, if you remember, where he helped negotiate, as a member of the Gang of Eight. And that bill had a lot of the business folks backing it, but it stalled in the House because there was such an outcry over the citizenship provisions that were basically said to be amnesty. And, you know, and this is the thing with McCain. He's kind of juggling the whole thing. In one way you hear him talking, it sounds like, oh, wait a second. I thought he was kind of doing the amnesty thing, but not now. I mean, he's even saying the defense bill is for defense, not for dreamers. So he's coming down hard on this. And I think part of that is also because he knows the challenge that he has. Absolutely. All right, this one is from Rick, and Rick says, Kate, I don't know if you remember me. I used to email you all the time. My nickname was R. Sanders, and you probably got some emails from me during Nail the Score. I do remember you, Nail the Score. Thanks for pointing that out. Here's the thing. I am so tired of the same old with these people and their campaigns. Is there anyone great, really, that's electable? Is there anyone that really makes you stand up and say, oh, I like that guy? I mean, the Republicans have some people that I think are decent, but I don't want to see them really run the country. There's a difference between being a senator and being the president. Where's the leadership in America? We need better people to run for office. Well, you know what? You got to be able to get the money. You got to be able to raise the money. And, you know, yeah, you have the PACs, but you have to have the PACs backing you up. Start a PAC, get the people that are going to contribute to that, people that are you know, aiming in your direction, let's call it that, whoever it is. We certainly know the Koch brothers. Adelson is another one out of Vegas. If you were looking at the Republican side, the Democrats, of course, it's Soros, 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 although he always denies all of that. you know, so it's about the players. It's about the power brokers. It's about the kingmakers. I mean, it is. You got to be able to attract the kingmakers because you have to have the dough. Even if you go back in our history, of course, you have to have the popularity. You have to have backing. But you have to have... You have to have the means to be able to raise the money. You have to be able to do that, or you cannot become, you know, you can't become president. You just can't do it. All right, let's move on to this one. This one from Gino. Kate, I heard you mention in Wawa coffee. So you're a big coffee drinker. I want to send you some Wawa coffee. Can I find an address? Well, there's an address on the website. Go to sportsprincessspeaks.com. Sportsprincessspeaks.com. That's another website, and it's got the address right on there. And Gino goes on to say, I don't know if Wawa is my favorite, but I understand what you're saying because you run in and there's the smell of coffee and there's so many different pots going and it's always fresh and it's the different kinds, and I think that's what you like. And I think you're right. I think it's the idea of running in the store and they have this whole coffee bar thing set up. I mean, somebody else creatively could set up coffee bar and probably reel me in maybe, but there's something about that whole Wawa scene. You know, everybody has like that convenience store that they go in. It used to, for a lot of people, and it may still be, 7-Eleven, because they liked to get a Slurpee, or they grab a paper and a Slurpee, or they grab something else that they liked there. And see, to me, Wawa had hoagies, and they had, which of course I'm staying away from now, because who knows how many calories are in those calorie bombs, but Gino, right? But the coffee, yeah, I guess that's what it is, you know? A lot of people I know that we're big coffee drinkers, aren't drinking coffee now. I mean, and I'm not ridiculous. I'm not drinking 20 cups of coffee a day. I like a good cup of coffee, I call it the proper cup of coffee in the morning, where I'm not doing 50 things. I can just, like, enjoy it and read something and you know, enjoy my coffee. And then maybe one later in the day, but never. I can't even remember the most coffee I've ever drinking. I've ever had to drink, rather. Maybe in the winter time when I was back in Philly, 4 cups or so, but not normally. That's not the normal thing I do, let's put it that way. All right, this one from Dick, listening to us in New Hampshire. Kate, you rock. I've been listening to you in Nashua. You're building a fan base here. I think you've only been on a couple of months. George pumps you up, and so do some of the other people on the station, just so you know. And I love that you referred to the snow when we were getting just crashed by the snow and giving us updates on all of that kind of stuff, which, of course, it was a really, really rough winter. Trust me, the people in New England are probably the happiest, and here in Nashua put us top of the list to see spring around us and get closer to summer. We'll take those warmer temperatures any day, my dear. But I just wanted you to know that people are listening. Well, thank you. This one from John, who says, when are you going to do Nail the Score? I got to get ready for it. Are you going to do Nail the Score this year during football season? I love all these programming questions. That's why I lump them all in here. Yes, we will do Nail the Score, and I'll make sure. I'm going to try to make it on the same day, same time, not to confuse people. Sometimes we hit the holidays and it gets confusing, but yeah, we will definitely do Nail the Score. All right, thanks to everybody who sent in emails. I know I didn't get to all of them. It would be impossible. So send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.